The Walker River Paiute Tribe held its Pine Nut Festival earlier this month. KUNR's Gustavo Sagredo says the annual event was a time for horseshoe contests, kids' games, and a pit-style barbecue they've been doing for at least decades.
Mike Lowry leads the construction crew for the Walker River Paiute Tribe. During the day, he and his crew go from home to home on the reservation, making sure maintenance is up to date. But right now, they're standing in front of a large pit of logs engulfed in flames. They're preparing the pit for 500 pounds of beef that'll be lowered in around midnight.
Especially when you see it feed the community. It's awesome. Yeah. And teaching these guys how to do it all, and that's a blast too. And they're getting good at it. I don't even have to be here, really. You know?
First, they throw in enough logs to create a pile of coals nearly knee-high. After that, they put the seasoned beef on a giant metal rack that's roughly the size of a small compact truck. That's lowered into the ground and covered by a metal sheet. More coals are made, and then it's buried.
Most of it is watching and making sure you don't have logs in there, because if you have logs in there, it'll burn it. It'll burn the meat.
The tradition of pit-style barbecue runs deep for members of the Paiute tribe, including Elder Togo Victor Williams. He's a retired veteran, but at one point it was his job to get the pits ready for the festival. Ever since it was a colony, he says, there's always been someone cooking for guests, like his great-grandmother. She would go out with a rifle and
she would come home with a wagon load of rabbits. And I'm assuming that was how the barbecue started, because, you know, they had to feed a lot of people, so she had to get a lot of rabbits.
The custom is anytime there's visitors, you offer them food and water. The Pine Nut Festival also brings in dancers, family, vendors, and plenty of visitors.
People come from, you know, miles around. They come from throughout Nevada, California, Arizona, Idaho, Oregon, because the Paiute people, they're pretty scattered in, throughout the western United States.
The festival started out small, but with more and more visitors coming each year, they never run out of food and hospitality. Gustavo Sagredo, KUNR News.